Project Veritas, Portland Antifa cell trains recruits to eye gouge, destroy your enemy. By Chris Tomlinson on June 4, 2020. Investigative journalist group Project Veritas has released purported undercover footage of the secretive Rose City Antifa group in Portland, Oregon, alleging to show activists promoting violence and teaching combat techniques. The footage was released on Thursday morning and reveals that Project Veritas, led by investigative journalist James O'Keefe, had infiltrated Rose City Antifa, RCA, through an unnamed individual who had taken undercover footage of the violent group's ultra-secretive meetings. In one of the clips, a man identified as Nicholas Sifuni states that RCA members needed to hide their weapons from the police, saying, "Don't be that fucking guy with the goddamn spike brass knuckles getting photos taken of you. Police are going to be like, perfect, we can prosecute these fuckers. Look how violent they are, and not that we aren't, but we need to fucking hide that shit," he says. "Practice things like an eye gouge. It takes very little pressure to injure someone's eyes," the man continues. "It's not boxing, it's not kickboxing, it's like destroying your enemy." The infiltrator, wearing a hoodie, ski mask, and sunglasses to protect his identity, described the process of becoming a member of Antifa, saying he was a prospect for the group. By his account, RCA enforced strict security measures, such as placing their phones in a neighboring bathroom with a fan that muffles sounds during meetings to prevent surveillance. The source went on to show the vigorous security precautions deployed by the group upon their first meeting, remarking, "They were getting this tradecraft from someone else. Someone with much more experience, someone who did this for a living." Project Veritas identified the alleged founder of Rose City Antifa as Caroline Victoron, who previously lived in Sweden with her Swedish husband. Records uncovered by Breitbart News indicate the couple moved in 2017 following a 2015 GoFundMe fundraiser that attempted to procure funds for a green card for Caroline's husband. Sweden has a large Antifa scene, a Swedish Defense Research Institute, FOI, report detailed the extent of the movement and tied the Swedish anti-hate group, the Expo Foundation, along with the UK anti-hate group Hope Not Hate to the Antifa anarchist scene. Both groups have also received cash in the past from Hungarian-American left-wing billionaire George Soros through his Open Society Foundation. Based in the city of Portland, RCA has become well known as one of the most violent cells of Antifa in the United States and has been well documented by journalist Andy NGO. NGO himself was brutally beaten by the group during a protest last year and suffered a brain bleed as a result. In November of last year, Gage Hlupowski pled guilty to second-degree assault with an expandable baton and was sentenced to 6 years in prison. The victim, Adam Kelly, suffered a concussion and requires 25 staples to his head following the vicious attack. As the riots that began in Minneapolis continue to engulf the United States, many of which have been linked to Antifa militants by Attorney General Bill Barr, RCA has also been active in Portland in recent days. They are allegedly behind a May 30th attack on a man carrying an American flag during the anti-police brutality protest, shouting, "Black Lives Matter, faggot," as they beat him. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter at @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.